tonight, many of you are here because you followed Tracy Fast and Eden Fast, the Fast family story on Facebook, and just believing for miracles and experiencing some great things. And so we have Tracy to share their story with us tonight. So, Trey, wherever you are, there, please give her a big welcome.
Is there a Kleenex box just in case? I don't trust myself. I should be good. Just worshiping tonight was bringing back all sorts of memories, of course. And it's so awesome to be able to see all everyone's faces. And at the beginning of our journey, we had so many text messages saying, or just like on Facebook saying, we're singing this song over you right now. And so it's cool singing the songs with you right here, right now. And I had told Sarah a while ago, I think Chris was sending me so many messages. He was the one on the, what were you playing tonight, Chris? I get all my guitars mixed up, but... It was my scripture reading every day, whatever he was sending me, because it was just so insane at the beginning and falling into bed at night and then, look at my phone. Oh, okay, there's something to read from some encouraging scriptures. And Psalm 42, verse 8 says, "By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me." You know, steadfast means unwavering. God commands his unwavering love for us. And at night, his song is with me. I just love that verse because his songs have kept me many a night over the last 6 months. So to start off, I'll just go back to March. This spring, Ronnie and I were planning to go on a special holiday with my parents and our three kids, Evie, Elijah, and Eden. And we had our flights booked. We were planning to go to Israel, and the flights were booked for March 20. And we'd been noticing that Eden wasn't feeling very well. She was feeling really lethargic, and we were starting to wonder if she'd be able to handle all the walking and touring that we had planned. And not only that, but she kept getting sick with fevers and flus. So finally on March 14, 6 days before the trip, Ronnie and I went to the Simcoe walk-in clinic, and we were sent home with some requisitions for some blood work. And then the next day, March 15, is the day that we'll never forget, the day our world was turned upside down. To make a long story short, we found ourselves getting an emergency ultrasound in Simcoe, and then transferred by ambulance to the McMaster Children's Hospital, where a CT scan revealed that same night very large masses growing on Eden's liver. So God's been so close to us over the last 6 months, and he's revealed his presence to us in many ways. And because tonight's a musical night of worship, I'd love to focus on how God used songs to bring us closer to him and reveal his presence. And there were many songs, like many of the ones tonight, that just carried us through. But I'd like to just focus on three in particular tonight. The first song that impacted me was "Trust It All." The Holy Spirit put those words in my heart the moment the doctor told us something huge was going on inside of Eden's body. It's hard to process things when they hit you so suddenly. I was thinking that Eden maybe was sick with a virus or low on iron, and in a split moment was told we could be facing a cancer diagnosis. My world was spinning, as you can imagine, and I was sitting in that emergency room just trying to digest it, and then the Holy Spirit put those words, "Trust it all," into my mind. my mind was so foggy that, you know, that song was on replay in our home a lot, and I should have known it all off by heart, but with my mind was so foggy, I could only remember, trust it all. It was my heart's prayer at that moment. It was just a desperate prayer. I was asking for trust rather than declaring, oh, I trust it all. And Eden, you know, in Simcoe, when we were having that emergency ultrasound, she was hooked up to an IV, and they gave her morphine. They told us something huge was going on, and we needed to get to Mac. They loaded her into the ambulance, and I sat beside her. And then a nurse came and sat in beside me. Trust it all. Eden's face kept lighting up in smiles as she heard the sirens going. She just couldn't wait to tell everyone that she got a ride in an ambulance. We arrived at Mac, and we had the CT scans, and then we were put in a room, and all night the machines were beeping. I actually didn't know that you can call the nurse to tell them to turn it off, so I felt sorry for the people that slept with us in the same room that night. So we weren't sleeping. Eden was getting a blood transfusion that had to last the whole night long, one bag for 4 hours and then another, and then they had to check her vitals constantly to make sure she was receiving the transfusion okay. And Eden, she just wanted me to stretch my arm out from my cot and hold her hand. Okay, this is the part that always makes me cry. It made her cry too when I read it to her. And so I had to hold her hand all night, and I just kept wrestling with God, saying, I don't want to lose her. Please let me keep my baby. And that's when God transformed that song so miraculously from that desperate cry of help me to trust you to I do trust you. I trust it all to you, no matter what happens, no matter the outcome for Eden, because cancer can have such a bleak outlook. The only treatment they offer is actually toxic, so toxic that Eden could die from the side effects. They rattled off that long list of side effects. We trust it all to you. My dreams, my plans for my little girl, I trust them to you. I trust her to you. And then every time a fear would choke me over the following days and weeks and months, and last week and this morning, I was just giving it to Christ because he is so trustworthy. He's so worthy of our trust. And whenever I am able to give him my fear, the amazing thing is he gives me peace. He exchanges my fears for his peace. It's a pretty good deal for me. So the second song that God brought to my remembrance was I Am Not Alone. We learned that song, we learned the first night after the CT scan, like I mentioned, that Eden had those huge tumors growing inside of her liver. And we also learned that one had ruptured and she was bleeding internally. They think it actually happened at Kingsway where it ruptured, by the way. Because we have a really awesome kids' room down there with a slide that goes into a ball pit, and she went down the slide on her tummy and started complaining about tummy pain after that. And this ruptured tumor, she's bleeding internally, and that was causing her to have a lot of fevers, and she was in a whole lot of pain. And as I mentioned before, it's hard to sleep if you don't know what's going on, if she's going to live or die. And it was in those first few nights where everything was so uncertain that I'd wake up in the middle of the night and God put more lyrics in my mind, in my heart. I would just wake up thinking, you will go before me, you will never leave me. And the song that they came from was I Am Not Alone. And later I learned that those words come right out of the book of Deuteronomy. It's such a comfort to know that no matter where the road leads and how uncertain our future is, God will never leave us alone. He is always with us. So that next morning after our first crazy night in the hospital, Ronnie and I had to kiss Eden goodbye while they put her under anesthesia. There's no words to describe that whole feeling of saying goodbye to her as she falls asleep in front of you. And they were taking a biopsy of her tumors. And we'd have to wait another week for the results. And they were also testing Eden back to back with scans and different procedures. And at the same time, Ronnie and I were meeting so many different people, doctors, nurses, oncologists, pharmacists, nutritionists, physiotherapists. It went on and on. And in the midst of all that chaos, God kept reminding us that we're not alone. And what's really, really cool is he used you guys, our brothers and sisters in Christ, to remind us that we weren't alone. Like I said, you know, those constant text messages, emails, Facebook comments, and yes, we read every one of them, and they stuck with us. And it was just, there were so many scripture verses, and we found out that people were praying on every continent, which was so comforting to know that so many people were holding us up in prayer, like to know that we weren't alone at all, ever. And people were asking me, what can they bring? And I was supposed to name whatever, can we do it at your house? Or what can we bring to the hospital? And I would list off, okay, I'll just, name whatever I could think of. And one thing I didn't ask for, but I wished for, was a little cross necklace for Eden. And that showed up, like, the next day. I didn't ask for it, but it arrived, because God knows our inner thoughts. And we were never alone. And, you know, I met somebody this summer, and she was mentioning that, she felt kind of alone on her journey, and we said, well, you have to have a church to help you, during your journey. And she's like, yeah, well, people didn't show up. And I said, we had to tell people slow down and stay away now, because Eden started, we had the concerns with her being, with her counts going down and being susceptible to catching things. And so, but people, you kept loving on us, even if from a distance. So that song, I Am Not Alone, it goes, when I walk through deep waters, I know that you will be with me. When I'm standing in the fire, I will not be overcome. Through the valley of the shadow, I will not fear. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. In the midst of deep sorrow, I see your light is breaking through. The dark of night will not overtake me. I am pressing into you. Lord, you fight my every battle, and I will not fear. Another way that God let us know that we weren't alone so early on was the moment my 10-year-old niece Lydia heard that Eden was being brought by ambulance to Mac and that she was really sick. She fervently started praying for Eden in her room. And then God gave Lydia, a 10-year-old little girl, the verse Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might find mercy and grace to help us in time of need. So my mom grabbed a big Sharpie, there's my mom, and a great big poster board, and she wrote it all out for us, that whole verse, and she taped it up on the wall in our hospital room that first week. And as I mentioned, we had a lot of hospital staff members coming in, meeting us, talking to us, and they'd all see, you couldn't miss it, the big Bible verse. And a lot of them would ask, what's this? What's that mean? And we were able to tell them that God cares about us, about everyone, and that he gives us everything we need for every hardship that we endure. And then the third song that was so special to us during our crisis is the old hymn, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. I just looked it up to see when Mark preached about it. It was 6 weeks before the whole ordeal. So Mark had preached about, in his sermon, he mentioned 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, the hymn, and told us the story of the hymn. And so the moment I got home from church, I had printed out the lyrics to that song and sat the kids down and said, we're learning this one. And we We sang it every single day around our kitchen table until we had the first verse memorized and the chorus memorized, tucked away in our hearts. And it's a good thing. It's a 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to stand upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. On our very third day in the hospital, the doctors sat us down and surprised us because we thought we'd have to wait a whole week for the results, but they said they had some early results in from the biopsy, and they wanted to let us know that they were certain now Eden had cancer. We were thankful to hear later on that, you know, during all those tests and procedures they were doing, that the cancer hadn't spread to her brain or to her bones, that it would, but it had spread from her liver to her bowels, which had made it a stage 3. But anyhow, Ronnie and I, up until this third day, we suspected cancer, but no one ever said the word yet, and so we just kind of sat back, and the doctors mentioned that they could tell Eden themselves so she could answer any questions. So we said, yeah, we'll just keep it to ourselves, and we'll just wait for an hour until Evie and Elijah arrived at the hospital, and then we would sit down with the doctors and Eden, and they can let the whole family know all together. And so in the meantime, my sister Beth came in, and she'd offered to wash Eden's hair. I'm not going to cry. And so while she shampooed, Eden's hair, I just watched with such heaviness in my heart, knowing that Eden's hair was all going to fall out, and Eden didn't know that yet. And so while Beth was combing through those knots, she was humming, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus," because she too had gone home and printed off all the lyrics and sang it with her kids every day too. She left when she was finished, and then Evie and Elijah arrived at the hospital, and the doctor sat down with just our little family, and they looked at Eden and just told her very straightforwardly that there was cancer in her body. And they said, "What do you know about cancer, Eden?" And she said, "Your hair falls out." And they said, "Well, yeah, the medicine's going to cause your hair to fall out." And Eden started to cry. And the doctors finished that meeting, and they left. And then Eden just put her arms up to me and wrapped her arms around my neck and wept. And what do you say to your child after a meeting like that? I said, "What was Aunt Beth humming?" And she said, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." And I said, "Let's sing that right now." And so, as you can imagine, I was trying my hardest to not cry and to hold it together and try to sing. And when your voice is so shaky, I'm glad nobody recorded it. It's just Eden's and my voices together. And it was such a big moment. It was so overwhelming that I just ended up forgetting the last line. But Eden remembered it, and she sang it alone. "Oh, for grace to trust him more. When my faith is weak, he gives me faith and courage. He gives it to me. He has given me the grace to trust him more. We just need to ask for his grace. He uses our weaknesses and our trials for his glory. We're so thankful that Eden was able to get through all those chemo treatments from March till July with very few side effects. And then in June, they did another biopsy, and this time it came back clear of cancer. So now Eden's going to be closely monitored. Every month she's going for physical exams. And every 3 months, the first one's going to be in early in October, she's going for ultrasounds. And she'll be having checkups right into her adulthood. So in closing, I'd like to say that we've been very public about what's been happening in our lives. I've mentioned this before, but Ronnie always asks me to play low-key on Facebook, don't post too much family stuff, but he was the one that told me to share Eden's story, to ask for prayers and to give glory to God in our lives. We don't know the extent to which God moved in people's lives, but we have received countless messages from people that have said that by witnessing God's faithfulness to us, that their faith has been deepened. And included in the messages is a card that Eden actually received in the mail, and it said, "Eden, you brought me back to God." Our prayer is that you know that no matter what you go through, that God is there with you, that you are never alone, and that he's worthy of all our trust. And if you feel your faith failing, ask him for the grace to trust him more. And if there's just one thing that you could take home from this whole evening, my prayer would be that you would just know to set your focus on Christ. Because when we go through difficult times, we want to ask, why, God? Set your focus on Christ, because all the whys of life disappear when we focus on the who.